As she was replaying in her mind the conversation she'd just had with Joe, Tina heard Sean's key in the front door lock. She quickly glanced at her reflection in the glass door of the microwave. Satisfied, she turned and hurried to the door. "Darling, you're here," she said. "I've missed you so much."
"Not as much as I've missed you," Sean said, drawing her to him.
He held her tightly while he glanced at his Submariner Rolex. The men in the money club had far more expensive ones, but this watch showed them that he was somewhat in their class. She kissed him deeply, her hands behind his salt and pepper hair, pulling him close. Her body molded to his. She pulled away. "Sean, I brought your favorite wine for you, Archery Summit. Let me get you a glass. I thought we could take our wine in the bedroom and relax." She turned around, then looked over her shoulder and winked at him suggestively.
"Wish I could, sweetheart, but I'm on a tight schedule. I've just got time for a glass of wine. I couldn't let the day go by without having a chance to at least see you," he said smoothly.
She went into the kitchen and returned a few moments later, holding two glasses of red wine. She handed him one and lowered her eyelids, making them into bedroom eyes.
"Are you sure you can't stay a little longer? I'll make it worth your while if you do," she said in a throaty voice. "Tina, I'm sure you would, but fatherhood calls, in addition to Maddie's demands. Ricky has a dance recital tonight, and it's a must-attend thing."
"Good grief, Sean. The kid's only 4 years old. How big of a deal can it be at that age?"
"Trust me, it's a big deal, both to her and Maddie. She's been practicing for weeks, and it's all Maddie's been talking about."
"Sean, this won't take long, but I need to tell you I'm getting tired of waiting for us to be together. You always have some excuse why you need more time. I want a firm commitment from you. I want you to leave Maddie within the week. If not, it's over between us." Sean was quiet for a few moments, and then he said,
"I'm sorry it's come to this, Tina. I really thought I could leave Maddie and Ricky, but I can't. I understand what you're saying, and I don't blame you. You know that a part of me will always be in love with you."
He set his untouched glass of wine down on the coffee table and walked towards the door.
"Sean, if you leave now, I can't be responsible for what happens to you."
"Is that a threat?" he asked, the tone of his voice changing from that of a lover to that of someone who resented being threatened. He turned back towards her.
"My ex-boyfriend just called to tell me that if he can't have me, you won't either," she said. And quite frankly, Sean, she thought, if Joe doesn't do something, there's a very good chance I will. In case you missed the memo, men don't leave me. I leave them.
"So long, Tina," he said as he turned and walked out the door. As soon as the door closed, she threw herself on the couch in the living room, and the first of many tears began coursing down her cheeks as her anger increased moment by moment. She laid on the couch and a wave of bitterness swept over her as she thought about the dire straits she was in. A plan began to form in her mind. Maybe Joe could be of use to her after all.